Hello, welcome back once again to the Retrocade Podcast, episode 24. I believe it's episode 24, right? Yeah.
Getting up there.
I never remember if we're one ahead or one behind, but it's Phil here.
Sean.
And we're back once again for another glorious, fantastic, epic episode of Retrocade.
This episode sponsored by Tide Pods. Keeps your mouth nice and fresh.
That's right. Make sure you have your top. I'm sure we'll have a lawsuit from that. We'll get lawsuits from both Tide and the parents of kids that are going to be eating the Tide Pods after you made that
concession. The freshest there. Breath in the hospital.
Yeah, that's right. Freshest breath in the ER. You'll be doing real good. Okay, but it is episode 24. And we're back. This is the post-Christmas winter spectacular.
So, yeah, we're in the dog days of winter.
Dog days of winter. I tell you, January in New York hasn't been that bad. Well, maybe the first two. The first 2 weeks were.
It was bitter. We've only had one true snowstorm this year.
Yeah.
I only missed one day at work.
There's been a few slight snowing.
Paid snow days are quite enjoyable. It has the appeal of the childhood snow
Absolutely.
Day. You get paid, you don't got to go to work.
Sure.
Snooze in, play some video games, TV.
Absolutely.
Can't beat it.
Yeah, can't beat that. And this is the first episode of 2018, too, so cheers to that.
Correct, yes. Yeah. New year.
Sean, what are you drinking over there?
A little Carlsberg liter.
Heisenberg, yeah. Heisenberg liter?
Heisenberg,
how many ounces is that? Is it a full liter?
It's a liter, yes. Wow. Copenhagen Danish beer.
Wow.
Quality
How
stuff.
Is that? Quality?
It's delicious.
Looks good.
I only drink what I sell, you know. Mm-hmm. Man of his product.
Ah, fresh. Yeah, but New Year's was bitter. That was a fucking cold night.
So, unfortunately, my birthday is 2 days after that, and it was at a golfing outing, Topgolf. People don't know. Awesome place, but not when it's
That's in Jersey. So now explain to people what Topgolf is.
It's basically like an adult arcade shooting range. You know, you shoot the ball. It's a giant
driving
bar.
Range, not shooting range.
Well, yeah, it's a driving range. Correct.
Although that would be cool if they added that to it.
I mean, that could work. That's a nice.
That's an interesting touch. I think we got something here.
Retrocade shooting.
The retrocade murder range. Yeah,
yeah, sure.
I know. But it's
shooting range. You know, there's different kind of targets with like bright colored lights and your points. There's like digital chips in the ball, so they kind of track
But it's a driving range though, right?
Yeah. Like, so you shoot the ball.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it goes into different colors.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Points kind of get coordinated through there.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah, it's a cool place, 99-degree weather.
Absolutely, yeah. That night was bitter. Now it was a Saturday. What was that, the January 6th?
Correct. So, you know, appreciate the troopers that made it. And it was a good time, but the weather was unaccommodating
for
sure.
That was a bitter night, yeah. What was it? It was like, with the wind chill, might have been 5 degrees or
negative.
Something.
It might have been 2 or 3 degrees.
It's
yeah.
True, in the with the wind chill.
True Arctic birthday.
Yeah, that was bitter. But you always deal with that. So that was your big 3-0.
Yeah, getting old.
Wow, unbelievable, yeah. So that was the first 2 weeks of January.
New Year, essentially, correct.
Yeah, post... so now, the dust is settled on The Last Jedi. This is our first episode since that.
There's no more griping. Everyone's already aware of you liked it or hated it.
Did you see it a second time yet?
I saw it twice.
Did you
theaters.
See? I haven't seen it
second
a second time,
time
yet.
I came late on a really busy work day, and I fell asleep watching.
Oh, did you? Wow. Wait, that was the first time or the second time?
Second time. Wow. Second time.
Did you think it was better the second time? Or
I like parts of it better, correct?
Yeah. I got
parts that pissed me off I hated further. Like the Princess Leia, it's more painful every time you watch it.
Yeah. I'm also with all the battling back and forth. I got so disgusted with Star Wars in general. Like after that, I'm like, ugh. So I gotta watch this again and you know think about the parts that people complain about. Like again, I'm not in a hating mode on it. I'm like, but I'm a little torn myself just because like things like that, the Princess Leia thing and some other things.
As you said, the dust has passed. There's no reason to beating a dead horse.
No.
Now what I find curious is all these trailers are coming out.
Sure.
And Han Solo is getting released relatively soon.
Isn't it May?
And the trailer is on ice.
You haven't seen the same thing. All we've seen is like leaked pictures of the Legos. Like they have the Legos. They have like the Millennium Falcon, Kessel Run Millennium Falcon.
Tanya.
And then like there was a one sheet kind of post, like a photoshopped shit sheet with Aaron, whatever his name is, Han Solo, Childish Gambino, Danny Glover. Danny Glover,
oh,
and then it's gonna be
a disaster.
So I don't know how.
If you think about it, Super Bowl will be a perfect release for a trailer.
You think they'll do that?
No word, no news. Doubt it.
I know, right? It's weird.
I think they're embarrassed of this product and keeping on hush and just moving forward.
Do you think it'll be the least profitable Star Wars movie?
If it's, I think it'll be the worst critically acclaimed as far as reviews are concerned.
Yeah, but it's not even out. I mean, you haven't even seen a trailer. How could you say that? Just because you don't, just because the way Lucasfilm's been
this looks like to be the most comedic of any Star Wars movie.
Yeah, well, I think that they tried to get away from that. That's why they brought back in Ron Howard, because the guys Lord and Miller were making it like 22 Jump Street, and then Kathleen Kennedy was like, what the hell is this? This ain't what we were supposed to do. So I don't know what's going on. This is what happened. I really thought the corporation was going to do it because, you know, all the crazy Lucas ideas you weren't going to get. Not to go on a Star Wars tangent again, but, you know, but it seems like, I don't know. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Maybe you just need somebody.
Fingers crossed, but yeah. I'm very skeptical.
And also, it's only like five months, give or take, after the last Star Wars movie. Because I had Last Jedi, and a lot of people are mixed on it. So now you have another Star Wars movie coming up 5 months later. When the average person doesn't even know when or how this, and like, you know,
there's very little hype. You know, all the other movies, it's like, oh, I can't wait.
Episode eight, sales.
People are lining up at midnight.
Yeah, Star Wars Friday. You know, Star Wars Friday or whatever the day, Force Friday, when they all the toys at Toys R Us and people line up to get all the shit. None of that is happening, and you don't have a trailer, and the movie's supposed to come out like four months from now, because now it's
looking
February
like,
now.
You know, Crystal Pepsi, just this big dud. You know,
speaking of Pepsi, so you know what, I'm going through old Super Bowl trailers, Super Bowl commercials the other day. And
certainly your share of iconic ones.
Oh, there is. I mean, you could go through
and, you know, as a spokesman, the Budweiser ones are always massive.
Oh, yeah, you like those. Yeah, what was it? The Bud Bowl? Wasn't that a big one for years?
There was the Frogs.
The Frog.
The Wasa.
Yeah, that goes back to 97, right?
They did a shit ton. They ruled the 90s.
Sure. Thing. So there's a funny one in like 87. It was Michael J. Fox, and it was a Diet Pepsi commercial. And it was like more like almost like a trailer to like a mini movie where he's like in his cool like 80s apartment, and then some like hot 80s chick knocks on the door and like barges in. She's like, "Hi, I'm your new neighbor. Do you have a Diet Pepsi?" Like, of all things, Diet Pepsi. And he's like, yeah." And he goes through his refrigerator,
and slips in a roofie, and then
his Diet Pepsi 2 liter is empty, and he's like, "Do you want something other than that?" She's like, "Oh, no, nothing. If you don't have that, like, I'm leaving." And he's like, "Oh, no. So he, like, looks out the window. And, of course, down the way is a Diet Pepsi, what's it called? A machine?
Sells 2 liters.
Not 2 liters, of course, but it'll just can't. So he jumps out the window. And it's, like, raining. He has to go through an alleyway.
Does he live in a motel that there's just a vending machine outside his
door?
Well,
you assume it, like, to be a, you know,
she was a prostitute in the motel. Like, you got something to
now,
drink.
No, it's like an urban area.
My throat is salty.
So he went out the back window, like, through the fire escape into an alleyway. And across the alleyway, you know, it's like a, say, an urban area, and across the street of an urban area, his car's coming, is like a bright Diet Pepsi machine, you know, that you get just 12-ounce cans. He's like, "Ugh," and it's raining, so he runs across the way. And
I love the other rain, just for dramatic effect.
Of course, just for dramatic effect. And then there's, just so he comes back into the building, like, wet. He went through all this drama just to get it, you know. And then so he goes, and so there's like bikers in the machine, they're all drinking Diet Cokes. Oh no, did they drink it all? And he gets it, and he comes back in.
So there's bikers in an urban area, that's also.
Yeah, it's you know, a bunch of bikers.
Were they beating up the neighborhood?
Well, they
the
look like, they look shady. He has to like kind of hop through them to like get the last Diet Coke or whatever, or like a Diet Coke. So he gets it, and then he runs back in, and then she's like, "Oh, my friend Danny wants one too." He's like, "Oh, Danny, like, is that her boyfriend?" And then like Danny pops in, "Hi, I'm Danielle. I want a Diet Pepsi too."
Nice segue, perfect.
Yeah, and then what? And then it like freeze frames 80s style, and that was the end of the thing. But it was like, wow, that's a vintage one, you know.
So, yeah, there's some hype commercials. There's one with, like, Morgan Freeman, I think Missy Elliott. Well, Morgan Freeman's, like, rapping or something.
Sure, there's Morgan Freeman. Yeah, yeah. There's so many. You know what's a good one? Maybe five years ago now? It was even before Disney bought Star Wars. They had the little kid as Darth Vader, and he's trying to use the Force to turn things on.
The problem is the last 5-6 Super Bowls after halftime, you got your drink on.
Yeah,
you
don't even blow. I don't even. I got
you're
time to.
You're looking at your numbers. You're yelling
sure,
at the Patriots.
Your numbers, you're freaking eating a wing. Yeah.
Patriots win again. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Fucking throwing shit at the walls, going outside for a butt. And then, so you're not even like thinking about the commercials anymore. But
more the kid ones, the more iconic, you know, when you're paying
more
attention.
The kid starts the car with the Force. It was a Passat. It was a Volkswagen commercial. And like the kid's trying to force do shit with the Force. And then the father comes with his like remote start Passat, and he goes inside, and the kid tries to remote
and
start.
And he's all
the car.
Hyped up.
And then the guy, the father, remote starts the car for him, so the little kid thinks he starts the car with the Force. So that was a cool one. That was even before Disney bought Star Wars, you know.
I remember GoDaddy had like the really hot chicks for a couple years.
Yeah, yeah, they had that. In fact, I was just watching Danica Patrick on Joe Rogan.
She's
yeah.
dating Aaron Rodgers.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, she's smoke, but I thought Olivia Munn, who played Psylocke in
X-Men, got rid of her. Yeah, I guess
she's definitely hotter, 100%.
Yeah, I think she's pretty hot. She's although a lot of people rag on her, but like fat morons on the internet, I don't even find her that attractive. It's like
she's unreal.
Guy, you'd be lucky to be dating a friggin' walking slug.
She sweats on you. Man.
Yeah, seriously. Like, you know, these girls walk into the bar and you die, you know? Like it's such
it's a
like
typical comic book man.
Yeah.
You know, Simpsons or...
I didn't even find her to be that attractive.
Who also did a good parody about, like, the internet trolls was Clerks. Clerks 2, I think.
MoviePoopShoot.com.
See, that's a franchise that, if with the proper time and budget, I think it could be decent. Clerks 1, it's an iconic flick. Clerks 2
Well, that wasn't Clerks 2. That was Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, where they did the movie poop shoot internet troll thing.
No,
right?
But they were on Clerks 2. They were on it because they were in, like, the Moby's hamburger place.
Oh, yeah. Well, I liked Clerks 2. I liked that a lot.
I thought it was terrible.
Really?
My highlight was when they were comparing Lord of the Rings with, was it Star Wars?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. There's only one return, and it's of the Jedi.
Let me tell you something, though. I am a big Lord of the Rings fan.
Lord of the Rings. I'm a fan.
There's also Amazon signed on. They're developing a Lord of the Rings show for Amazon Prime.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be pretty huge.
And streaming is just fucking... They have... Like, streaming is pressing so hard. Netflix with these originals and everything.
So Amazon got the rights from the Tolkien estate.
They probably paid $1 billion
nice
for
nice big chunk the Tolkien estate got for that.
Crazy.
And it's supposed to take place between The Hobbit and The Fellowship of the Ring.
Wow, another prequel. We need more prequels.
So you'll see some Frodos. You'll see some, you know,
Young Frodo.
Elijah Wood needs a job, so
he
we'll
sure
see
somebody
got
to you got to make the buck somehow. All his other shit shows have been canceled.
You know, I will get my Prime for to watch some Lord of the Ring.
I got Prime.
TV show,
and yeah, that's cool. What else was I gonna say? Well, and now you speak about shit. What about Black Mirror? I mean, everybody's raving.
So
about
everyone's
that.
raving. It's apparently supposed to be like a modern Twilight Zone, from
yes.
my understanding.
So apparently, because it's two seasons now. No, I haven't even.
I think it's four. I haven't watched it personally, so it's hard to talk about something you haven't seen.
That's true. Wow, yeah, it's a few years old now, and by few years, I mean like 5 years. Is it December 4, 2011?
There's a cult of Netflix. I have friends that don't even own cable. They don't
have
TV sets. No, just. Netflix is their media outlet.
I know, it's true. I gotta check it out. Oh, it's British too. Yeah, kind of contemporary reworking of Twilight Zone. That's interesting. I'm gonna have to go check it out.
I had a tradition for I'd say at least 5 years of being, you know, super hungover and dead shape on New Year's Day watching Twilight Zone. It's just
they have the marathon.
Like,
sure,
I need an IV. How hungover I am.
Absolutely.
And I'm just watching Twilight Zones, fading in and out of sleep, and it was. Loved it.
Oh no, they have the marathon. So how could you not?
It's,
you know,
to this day, Sci-Fi has their Twilight Zone marathon. It's like 30 years, 25 years.
Oh yeah,
and it's awesome.
And what about in another New Year's marathon, they have the Honeymooners on Channel 9. My parents watch those, but
especially New York, it's a really big show.
Oh yeah, because Chauncey Street, Brooklyn. Downtown Brooklyn, you know.
It also, you know, it's funny they based it off the Flintstones, which you can see the characters.
They based the
Flintstones off,
and so many other things. That's why, like, when my parents will still watch it, like, actively, they'll DVR because it's on maybe twice a night, maybe like 2 a.m.
Was the whole set just one apartment building, like one room? Like, I feel
and they've been to other places, but for the most part, it's just in the apartment.
I haven't seen an episode in 15 years.
The problem with watching, well, you know what, that show, it's more of like. Comedy history watching that show, because you watch that show, they do a joke and like it's like, well, I've seen that joke, and it's because that joke has been reworked so many times in contemporary TV since then. Like that joke, like whatever it might be, you know, I can't even think of a particular one in my head, but like they had a joke the other night, I don't remember what it was. Oh, one thing.
Have you seen it recently then?
Yeah, because they keep
showed
it on.
At
they
midnight,
DVR,
I think,
DVR.
On the weekend.
Yeah, well, my parents DVR.
I don't know if it's
re-watching.
Saturday or Sunday.
On a few, like, they'll
show
get a
like
few
super late night,
exactly.
One weekend day a week.
Exactly, and you just DVR that, and then you watch that.
And
so,
all the old timers like, oh, yes,
exactly.
Little honeymoon or action.
Exactly, so my parents will do that. And then, like, you know what it was? It wasn't a joke, but it was, Ralph Cramden was going on like a tirade, like he was, I do this and I do that.
And he punches his wife.
Yeah, to the moon. But the things he was saying and how his cadence was I was like, this
cadence,
has
I
been,
like that's a good term.
This is exactly how George Costanza does things. They were doing, I'm king of the castle, I do this, and I'm the king of the castle. And I was like, this is a bit that has been redone on Seinfeld. Like, not exactly, but the rant he was
but
going on.
You see the origins.
Exactly. You see how that joke has been reworked and reused time and time and time again. So that's like, when I watch this show, like, it's hard for me to, like, Honeymooners anyway, it's hard for me to laugh at it because it's like, well, it's kind of cliched at this point. It's just that, but then you can't call that cliche because that's the original origin of that joke. It's just that at this point, it's like, I'm expect, like when they're setting it up, I know where it's going because I've seen it on Seinfeld. I've seen it on Married with Children. I've seen it on
Married
Modern
with
Family.
Children.
You're like, you've seen it so many times again and again.
One show
again.
I really enjoyed, which is Burn, you'll never see it on national television ever again. It's a huge sitcom from the 70s, All in the Family.
Oh, no. Well, no, you that's on a little bit.
Not on any syndication
no,
whatsoever.
My parents DVR it a bit. Yeah, it's just that it's
it's overtly racist.
I think
heavy levels.
I think what they do is that they pick and choose what episodes they
There's
put on.
There's a lot of very off-colored episodes.
Oh, so many.
Berating
gays,
a
Negro
blacks.
In my house. No, they're, yeah, of course. That was a different time
like,
period.
Oh, yeah, these wops over. Like,
yeah.
Racial epitone after racial epitone. Yep. Numerous
epithet,
levels.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, not to say I'm a
well, that
race by any means, but
45 years old, you know.
Archie Bunker reminded my grandfather on many levels. Just kind of surly
just an
old
man,
Irishman.
Surly old man sitting there.
He's that Irishman on his chair.
Hates everybody that's not Irish and that's a working man.
A lot of memories of my grandfather. I always found that show kind of bonding.
Yeah. No, I mean,
respect.
And Rob Reiner's on it. You know, he's a meathead. But no, that show is still good, and like some of it is like either relevant today or like
I'm telling you,
you
it's
see
not
like
syndication.
Oh wow, no, it is. They just I'm telling you, they've just pick
funny
and choose
thing
the episodes.
Like that was...
They'll choose the episodes that are less like.
So there's 8 episodes that are left.
Yeah, because if they have a 22 season episode, they'll probably have to pick 6 of them that you know they
so
could actually.
Something that reminds you of that was the original.
But that's a good
Little
show.
Rascals, the black
oh,
and white.
Oh yeah, that goes
Bill
back.
The N-word was dropped left and right.
Was it on that
crazy.
Show?
But Bill Cosby
but Negro,
bought...
not the N-word.
We'll see.
I don't know, yeah.
Bill Cosby bought the rights to it, so it will never
so,
be aired on
again. Is that
on
how that happened? You can still find it on the internet, kids, if you want to go
you know,
check
if you
out old
buy
racism.
Some yeah, but Bill Cosby...
Buy the DVD box set. And give.
What a saint he is,
when
I'll tell you.
When you see in the thing, and I'll put the thing in the drink of the woman, and I'll touch him and drug the woman... Yeah,
she Donald Trump
right.
is appointing him an ambassador for women's rights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to do a good job and
women's
I'll
rights,
that
that's his new position.
J-E-L-L-O.
Me too. It's hashtag they don't remember.
they don't remember them too, yeah. That's the me too.
It's actually
a
funny picture floating around, speaking of the Super Bowl. It's him wearing an Eagles hat. He's a big Philly guy.
He's a Philly guy, yeah.
Eagles
yeah.
are like,
have you been watching like these Phillies fans go nuts? Like you know?
This is like a lose-lose to me. It's like, I don't know who to root for.
Neither do
Philly
I.
Philly is like the spawn of hell for me. It's I went to one.
We should have had Chris on this from the last podcast because he's
Eagles,
a big Eagles fan.
So I have one experience where I was at the Link, which is the Lincoln Financial where the Eagles play.
Sure.
And I saw a Rutgers Temple game.
I've never been there, but I've been to like Wells Fargo and so, I've been to where what's it called?
Wells Fargo is and the Citizens Bank of the
Citizens
Phillies.
Bank. They're right next to each other.
Yeah,
I've been to them both.
All four stadiums are like one giant like complex.
It's
like
a huge area. It's like,
all, like a 5-mile parking lot.
It really is. Yeah.
So I'm at the Link. I'm from went to Rutgers in Jersey. I'm Rutgers alum. So
is this before you got a cheesesteak at Pat's or Joe's?
It's a blur. But we went to see a college football game. Rutgers versus Temple. Temple being the Philly school.
Okay.
We didn't make it till halftime. I got 7 beers thrown at me?
Yeah.
My friend got his ribs broken.
Yeah. Now that's
every
it's so like...
reputation of Philly fans being outrageous assholes
it's
is true.
I went to a Phillies what's it called? I went to
Flyers Rangers
game. It was a postseason game too.
Did you wear a Rangers jersey?
We did. And we were in the 200s. And did you
have a death wish? Or
we left before, like, at the middle of the third period because we were getting smashed. But, like, it was so funny because I had this conversation recently with the two kids I went with, and one of them didn't even remember what happened. He's like, "No, we won that game." I was like, "Bro, we got obliterated. That's why we were able to get out of there."
Death threats.
Well, no, because, like, the Rangers were losing so bad. It was, like, 6-2 by the time we left.
If you won, you would have made it to your car.
Well, that's why I said, Pete was like, "No, we won." I was like, "Dude, if we won, we would have got hurt." Like, I was like,
battered.
We would have.
The cops don't help you. They're like, "Yeah, I know." You're from New York. Too. They spit on your blood.
Like. So, like, we were able to get out of there because we were losing because they were all in, like, good spirits. Imagine if we were winning, they would have fucking been throwing bottles at us.
Dead.
You know? So Pete's like, "No, we won." And then we went back and checked the score and he's like, "Oh, bro, we lost." I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "How do you think we got out of there with only people just screaming at us, not throwing shit at us? Because they were, get the fuck out of here." And that was all we got. And all you got to do is smile and be like, you know, like, you can't be like, "Oh, what of it?" You know,
be like, "I am a bitch." Yeah, and you nod your head and you keep
just
walking.
Like, "All right, guys, all right." You know, just take it in stride because what are you going to do? Actually fight with them? And then you're going to get
an umbrella and then you get all the beer and spit
that's
gets
it. You're going to have to be like Oswald Cobblepot when he's like, "Who the hell brings eggs and tomatoes to a speech?" You know, when in Batman Returns when he's like, "The squealing wretched pinheads of Gotham." You don't remember Batman Returns?
I do. DeVito is the perfect penguin ever cast.
And he had to use his umbrella to, like, avoid getting hit with eggs and tomatoes.
Umbrella weapons
as well. Yeah, exactly. Well, he had a cavalcade. This was just his regular umbrella that he brought to his
Iceberg Lounge was his, like, headquarters.
That was it. I love he's got some great umbrellas. The one that makes him fly, the one that's a machine gun, the one that hypnotizes him.
Oswald
What's
Cobblepot.
That supposed to do? Hypnotize me? Just give you a splitting headache.
See, it did. The Gotham show, I watched, like, the first two seasons and got kind of sick of it.
Right.
And
I didn't watch the Penguin there,
I was not a fan of. He was just this weirdo. But, like, not – Penguin's supposed to be this, like, you know, obnoxious millionaire asshole.
Yeah.
Which
– he's, like, almost like a hoity-toity because he's got
his
eye –
he's, like, muted.
His
monocle. Like, he has, like, this, like – if you look at his hands, he has, like, mutated hands and he's, like, a freak.
Deformed flippers, yeah.
But because he's a billionaire, he kind of does what he wants, you know. Which
Oswald Cobblepot, yeah.
But I didn't like the he played this, like, emo kind of guy. He had, like, weird bangs. Like, I wasn't a fan of him. He just didn't do it. He didn't do Penguin justice.
They filmed a lot of that on Staten Island. They filmed Arkham and shit, right?
Yeah, so it's funny. It's a true story about where they filmed Arkham. Yeah. It was this, like, abandoned giant building.
Right off Bay Street.
They're tearing it down now.
Are they?
About 2 years ago.
What is it? Bay Street and Vanderbilt? Or?
Yeah, it's off Bay Street.
Because I'll take
it's
that
on Bay Street.
It's on Bay Street
so
and Vanderbilt, yeah.
So these kind of 15-year-old kids, like, broke in, high school kids, kind of us going to Seaview at the time.
Sure, that was another.
They broke in, you know, wandering around, boring kids, nothing to do, probably smoking pot, whatever. And one of the kids fell down an elevator shaft and died.
Yeah, it could happen.
So their parents are suing the city, and they're going to get a nice big chunk. And the city's like,
it's hard to do. I mean, the city will probably settle, but it's hard to sue somebody when you're trespassing on it. But you can do it.
When you're like, "My son's dead, fell down an elevator shaft."
Yeah.
The city, they do want to tear it down.
Yeah, at this point. Maybe they should, they should tear
it down.
That's what
it takes. When someone dies, it falls down.
They'll probably put luxury apartments there if they do tear it down. But it is a nice big red building, and it's old.
It's super cool.
90-year-old building.
It reminds me of Detroit a little bit. It has this kind of vintage, awesome architecture.
Yes, awesome architecture, but also, like, dilapidated. Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously a bit unused or at least not kept up with.
But as you said, they filmed Arkham there. Yeah. It's a perfect site.
The only other thing I know about that show is that the Joker was the kid from Shameless.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really all I know. And that's going back a few years now.
I go on and on about the Joker, but...
Yeah, I know you're a big fan.
He didn't do a terrible job. I saw YouTube highlights of his Joker scenes.
Right. Is that show still on? That's done.
Yeah, no, it's still in production. Wow. There's enough idiots that watch. There's a whole, like,
that's Fox 5, right? Who the hell even watches?
But there's a whole CW, like, cult that watches Arrow and all these Flash
And
then there's a Superwoman, Supergirl.
Sure. Yeah, they're still actively making episodes. Dark Knight, Pieces of a Broken Mirror.
There's so many people that watch these. They're like comic soap operas.
They are. They're like, and they're just
offshoots.
They have
cute women, but the stories are just so boring. The action's very fucking linear. They're terrible.
Yeah, like, it's
personally,
not like...
I'd rather in 1,000 times watch, like, the animated movies.
Sure.
Especially DC, because a lot of them are rated R.
Well, you didn't like the Killing Joke.
No, I did like The Killing Joke.
You did like The Killing Joke? Because that didn't get great reviews. What is that, the one you saw in theaters?
I did. It was a one-day release strictly.
I thought you didn't like it, though.
No, Oh, I did like it.
You did? I've only
there
saw
was,
a few
There was a big
of
controversy
it.
Of it because Batman fucks Batgirl.
Oh, yeah?
And
oh, is it that adult? And now Mark Hamill was the Joker in this,
yes.
Right? Yes. They did the voice.
So like Mark Hamill tried to be like, I'm done doing it. And DC's like, Warner Brothers essentially is like, yeah. Hey, you want
cha-ching.
Some money?
would you like a big paycheck?
Like, and you got to realize.
He's got to pay for that Malibu
that
house
movie,
of his somehow.
That movie is an hour and 10, 20 minutes.
Yeah, so what is
say
that?
Say the Joker's in half hour of
so
it.
So what is that, 2 days of work for him? Like,
no, I'd say half, 2 weeks of work.
2 weeks
probably
of work.
Got $200,000.
Yeah, and that's like, all he had to do was like drive to Burbank, like
oh,
a half an hour from his
studio,
house.
Studio,
yeah.
Read a script, do his manical left.
Yeah, yeah, and just drive
it's
a half
acting.
An hour.
He sit there in his pajamas.
Yeah.
If
oh yeah, you know he wears rags. Yeah. It was so funny because I was recently, like maybe last month, around the last Friday, I was looking at pictures of him, on the internet before. Before he had to get in shape, I think it was probably before The Force Awakens because he's been thinner now. But before he got in shape for The Force Awakens, so this picture might have been 2013, 2014. And he's fat and he's like eating fast food, like paparazzi pictures and like him driving around LA in his Beamer. And he's like fat and he's like eating fast food and he's like smoking a cigarette. Oh no, it was even worse. It was paparazzi found him picking up the butt of his cigarette and smoking
it.
Oh
my God.
Yeah, I see. I was like, oh, that's gross,
does
Mark.
He have children.
Yeah, he's got three kids. He's got two kids and he's got
same
two
wife.
Yeah, yeah, he's been married.
Not divorced.
No, he's been married to the same lady, Mary Lou Henner.
He looks like I would say like the early 2000s. He had like a dark period where he just kind of.
Well, he just kind of was retired and just living the life of a 50-year-old.
So I'll tell a funny story. So when I went to school in Pittsburgh for a year. This was 2007.
Sure.
So, you know, typical college, university, they have, like, guest speakers and stuff.
Naturally.
So the two biggest guest speakers of that year was A, Bill Clinton.
Oh, wow, that's a good one.
And B, Mark Hamill.
I'm going to teach you
and
how
guess
to
who
do
canceled.
A lot of things. Clinton?
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill canceled? But he had better things to do?
The President of the United States.
Bill Clinton managed to make it. I was
and
in
Mark
the
Hamill had more. I was too busy to do it.
I was in the area. I figured, why not? I figured there's a lot of girls at this particular.
I'm sure he got plenty.
Yeah. Well, he's like, can you direct me to the female dormitoriums?
The best guest speaker I ever saw in college. Not the best, but the most outrageous. Ron Jeremy. This is
oh 2000. My God. Where and that was where
this was
at Rutgers.
This was in Windsor. So there was like a woman.
Oh, so that's Windsor. So that
was like a woman's rights thing.
Oh,
and they
God.
Asked if the guest speaker to be. They needed a villain.
Whose idea was that? We need a villain to come. That they're gonna throw eggs and tomatoes at.
It was a huge spectacle. So half the crowd's feminist. And the crowd is like, "Yo, let's go see Ron Jeremy get drunk." So when he goes
God,
on, when he goes to talk, all these people are wasted and high.
Yeah.
Clapping, screaming, and all these feminists get super enraged.
Do they have picket signs and posters?
It was complete.
I can see it now.
It was a public relations nightmare. Half the crowd is like,
well, why did they think that was going to be a good idea?
Canadians just lack common sense. It was a complete nightmare. Oh, like the whole audience.
But Windsor's is Canada?
Correct. It's Ontario. It's Southern Ontario.
Okay, Southern Ontario. But it's right on the border, yeah. Because how far is Detroit?
Where I lived was approximately 10-minute drive from downtown Detroit.
Right, you're really close. Yeah.
I saw Detroit from my window.
Yeah, you see the downtown area.
You spout the bullets.
You should buy there now before it comes back up.
Buy.
buy Detroit real estate now. I bet you if you're a real estate girl, you can make a lot of money that. Detroit
real estate.
Bitcoin's
on the plumber. You could trade a Bitcoin for a house there, probably.
Yeah, there's so many, like, just vacant, abandoned crack houses there for $20,000.
Hey, beautiful city. It's on the up. I only see. I'm wearing a Detroit hat right now.
You
as
are
we speak.
A Tigers hat. And yeah, you'll be. I tell you, give it 30 years, your property might keep up with inflation. Who knows?
Listen, there's a big green development there, but we're not talking about American.
No. This is not
infrastructure.
No, this is not a. It's not an economic podcast. But they're gonna
make
Detroit
green. Moving on some newer shows, TVs, etc.
Yeah.
The X-Files is kind of doing their little resurgence.
Yeah, is this the second season or the third? No, it's just that it's because they did it, what, 2 years ago?
Last year.
It was only last year? It feels like
last
longer.
Year was the first rehash after.
Well, you mean last year, you mean 2016?
Correct.
Yeah, all right, I watched it through there.
No, 2017, actually, last year.
But what? So they made another season of it?
Last year they did a very 6-episode kind of trial run.
Let me take a gander here because we got.
I think it was 6 episodes. Fox was like, "All right, let's see."
What we could do with this? It was 2016. Sean, stop spreading misinformation. Yeah, because I remember because I watched it all. Yeah, it was season 10. You had 6-episode commitment. So you had January.
You know what the commitment is in this current season? You got the.
It shows 6 episodes here.
So they're doing two in many seasons essentially.
Yeah, exactly. It was 2016 as 2018. I liked it. I mean, I like most of it. You know, I think there was like 4 out of the episodes that I liked.
There was
maybe
one that
3.
Was really stupid. There was like a were frog guy.
Yeah, that's the episode I was thinking that was trash. Yeah, yeah. Not that it was trash. It just was like so.
I did like
goofy.
It had the guy Murray Hewitt. His name's Rice Darby. He was from Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
If anyone knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Him.
We talked
super
about this
funny,
at the time.
But.
Yeah,
that episode was trash.
We talked about this at the time, and I was a fan. You see, I like it when they get mysterious and kind of like government involved, like the conspiracy shit. Like I like when that show goes that route. But with that episode where they had that like frog monster, rabbit monster, whatever the hell it was, a gator monster. Yeah, that was kind of like goofy. You know, like whoever directed that made it too. Because I guess they were like, well, we can't take this seriously.
Was,
so they just went goofy with it.
When it came
I don't like
out,
it
was groundbreaking because it was like early 90s. It
was
conspiracies.
And also, yeah, exactly. They were on the rise. Alien things were on the rise. Look, Independence Day.
Like, there was
movies
no
like
show
that.
Like it. Where yes. It was just kind of sci-fi drama.
It was really riding well on all of that, like Area 51.
It was the that was the huge Roswell.
Yeah.
Was big.
Roswell became a thing. Nowadays, you know, your grandma knows what Roswell is. But back
like
then, it was like kind of like
internet,
yeah.
Like the beginning of conspiracy.
Yes, the
it
beginning
was a perfect climax.
That
kind of
word of mouth. You know, they got aliens in Nevada at a place called Area 51. Now everybody knows about. You know, like now it's like
I could do a whole podcast about Area 51.
Of course,
Roswell.
Sure. I mean,
I'm big into that. I watch tons of documentaries.
I have somebody on my Instagram that lives around there that drove around there recently. You know, they drive around the outskirts of it, and you can take pictures of the gates.
So, just to kind of, you know who got their start doing X-Files? Not David Duchovny or Gillian Anderson.
Who?
Vince Gilligan.
Oh,
people
sure.
Don't know who Vince Gilligan
That's
is. The creator of Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, sure.
He directed a large amount of X-File episodes.
He did. No, shit ton. Well, is he the creator? Or?
No. He's not Chris Carter.
Something. Oh, yeah, Chris Carter. The truth is out there. You got to always see his name. Vince Gilligan directed a shit ton of those episodes.
Start.
And he was also a writer of it.
Yeah, he directed like 20-something episodes.
And you could kind of, and also writing them. And you could
see the style a little bit. It's like.
Oh, I think you see it a lot. I think
it
you
has
see,
this kind of grit to it.
Yeah,
that's
like a gritty kind of like almost like. Like almost like somebody's watching you vibe when you like almost like a little creepy, like that kind of suspenseful directing that you felt in those episodes of X-Files, that same vibe or like feeling there, that same tone is there in a lot of the episodes that he directed in Breaking Bad.
So
it's the same tone.
They went up to him, obviously. They said, hey, we're rehashing them. You're interested in doing an episode. He's so busy with Better Call Saul.
Right. Which I don't really watch.
I'm a big fan.
Are you still actively watching? Are they in season 3?
Season 3.
Yeah, because I only watched season 1.
I'm a huge
fan.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I'm a Breaking Bad.
You're a Breaking Bad like phenom. Yeah.
So I asked him and he's like, listen, while they were filming it, he was doing Better Call Saul. He's like, I honestly have so much on my plate.
You couldn't do it.
But he says, you know, if perhaps next season. If I'm not busy, I'm interested in doing one episode, perhaps.
Right.
Right now, I'm doing my own shows. I don't have time.
Yeah, it would be. I tell you, that would
be
a big.
I only
want
to do it for nostalgia, but I would do an episode on X-Files.
Just an episode.
If I have time on my plate,
I'll totally watch that.
It would be one single episode.
He'll probably pick and choose which script he wants to do. Right?
Fox would be desperate. They'd
Oh, just do whichever one you want.
He's like, here's the entire season. Yeah. What do you want to do?
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I like this one. You know, he'll do that one. So that's cool. Yeah, but I remember his name. Like when I started watching Breaking Bad, a few years ago, I remember seeing his name, and I was like, "Oh, this is X-Files guy." You know,
that's the thing.
Like you said, Chris Carter and
networks turned down Breaking Bad. They're like,
"I know,
oh, you're X-Files guy, yeah. Malcolm in the Middle, dude." this is a big
take this shit to Fox.
They're like, "We're not taking this shit."
I suppose you want to remake King of the Hill too.
And AMC is like, you know what? let's roll the die on this one.
Right. They made
and
a big
made
choice.
Made them it's a like fucking network.
It's their, literally, like, their biggest accolade, you know, like, other than, like...
But literally said they went... To, they shopped it around fucking every fucking channel, every studio. Oh, yeah, Malcolm in the Middle and X-Files. This is going to be a nice hit.
Sure.
And it was they laughed in their face.
Yeah, exactly. And it became massive, you know. Breaking Bad's a great show.
A cult fucking phenomenon.
My girlfriend has a Breaking Bad poster in her room that's got like all like the great quotes of the show. You know, I am the one who knocks. You know, shit
Jesse,
like that.
Bitch.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Bitch.
Yeah, science. Yeah, okay. Yeah, bitch. Of course, those. You don't need to say them, but like the better ones.
So I
say my name. You know,
I
like,
have
those
a
are
famous
my,
story.
Are
so I was in Detroit approximately 3 or 4 years ago. I was heading to Milwaukee. I had some stuff to do out there, and I stopped in Detroit to see my friends. So me being adventurous, I had a couple hours to go into a museum. Instead of taking Uber like a normal human being, I took the local city bus.
Oh, I think you told the story to me, but go ahead. Tell
no,
it
I
want to
tell
it to the audience,
yeah,
of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I take the local bus, which in Detroit is not a great idea.
I must say.
It costs like maybe 75 cents. Dollar is pushing it. So, you know. No issue with race or anything, but I'm the only white person on the bus. Just
sure.
To mention the demographic, right? So I'm on the bus, and I tell the bus driver, hey, man, this is my stop. I'll meet a bunch of my friends downtown around 7 o'clock when they get to work. We're going to bars. So I'm like, hey, you don't want to get lost in Detroit. You get lost in Detroit, you're in bad shape.
Yeah, you don't want to get lost in Detroit, man.
So I tell the bus driver, hey, man, can you tell me when it's your stop? Sure, sure, no problem.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, okay, keep going.
So I'm on the bus. And as I'm on the bus, just to give you a little side story as I'm getting to the punchline.
Of course.
There's a, you know, a group of these are friends. They're probably in their late 30s. They haven't seen each other. Girl and a guy. Probably haven't seen each other in a year or two. So they look like they grew up together and kind of, you know, lost
sure.
touch. So they're chatting. I'm just listening to music, but I turn it down because I heard their conversation. It was interesting. They're sitting directly in front of me, and I'm sitting behind them.
Right.
And they go, yo, man, you heard what happened to Pee-wee? I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's fucked up. Double homicide. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
But they spoke about it so casually. Double homicide. Like, it was like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear him? He got into Brown.
He got a DUI. No, no. Double homicide. It was like, yeah, yeah, it
He murdered his wife and his daughter.
He only killed two people.
Oh, good thing it wasn't a triple homicide.
So that was just a little side story. But
yeah. So just to kind of paint the...
The bus ride
the
picture.
Yeah, the
so
skelliness of
it's
it.
Getting to my stop. Now I'm dressed.
Seedy
wearing,
bus.
I'm in the truck. I'm wearing a hat. Kind of eccentric sunglasses, a hoodie on. And the bus driver
colorful
goes,
hoodie.
Yo, Jesse Pinkman, this is your stop. I look on the megaphone. I look around. Talking, I realize he's talking to me. I'm the only white dude on the bus. Everyone starts laughing at
me.
They
got a good laugh at it.
This is like Breaking Bad in its prime.
Right, right, right. So people are watching.
So everyone's watching. And everyone's laughing at me, and I'm like, I can't do it. I put my head down and got off the bus.
That's all.
But yeah,
you should have made a Breaking Bad reference. You should have been like, yeah, bitch,
drive that bus, bitch.
I know. Then everybody takes.
Yeah, yo, Pee Wee, get him.
Yeah, triple homicide.
That's my Breaking Bad Detroit story.
That's funny,
it's a good
yeah.
one. It's a
I've
good
heard
one.
That one. Yeah, that's good stuff. To go back to Fox shows, they are talking about maybe rebooting King of the Hill. I don't know if we've said that in a previous podcast because that's a few months old news.
King
but.
Of the Hill's interesting. When I was a kid, I hated it. I'm like, what is this
really?
Hit shit?
I didn't hate it in the 90s.
When I became
I liked
like,
it in the 90s. I liked it more than I only started liking Family Guy in like 2005. You know, right, like
this is my thing with Family Guy. The first three seasons I thought was great, loved it.
Yeah.
Then it got canceled.
Yeah, yeah. Then they brought it
then
back.
Then I liked it a lot because it was canceled. Like, oh, it was like
exactly,
all colored
exactly.
show.
That's when I borrowed Steve's the DVDs
Steve,
for
yeah,
it.
I remember.
Yeah,
that.
I still have them here.
And then,
you gave them to me years ago.
When they rehashed the show, it got so like overplayed and stupid.
Well, it got overplayed, I'd say 11 years ago. Like, and then it started to like hit a shit pit when they did that. I think really the failure or the fall of Family Guy. It was maybe 7-8 years ago, that episode when Stewie and Brian were locked in the bank. I think that was the downfall of it. Because at that right before then, everybody's complaining, oh, too much cutaways, too much cutaways. They do the cutting away gag.
The whole fucking show.
Yeah, which I didn't mind. But then the season before they did that episode, it was getting to be too much. It was like, all right, every joke is like a mediocre cutaway gag, you know? And we're not getting through a cohesive, funny story. It was just, like, annoying. But at that point, I was like, well, I didn't mind it that much because those jokes were still funny. And then the writers realized that, and then they went the exact opposite, and then they did this episode with them, with no cutaways, just them in the bank, and it was just, like, miserable to me. And I was like, oh, okay, I see we've hit our prime here. And I just stopped, like, caring that much. Like, I'd still watch them here and there, but I wouldn't, like, religiously.
I haven't watched an episode of Family Guy.
And they still make
entirety.
Yeah,
I know. In 10 years.
Really? Yeah. See, I'll watch them like if I have a chance to DVR, if I'm like, I'll just see what is going
if
on.
If I'm with they're friends and they're like, oh, I saw this really funny, segue.
Yeah,
you know?
joke. Yeah, more like a
they're
joke
like,
than
put
an
on YouTube. But I've laughed.
You won't say like there was a mad funny episode. No, you'll, like no, it was a I funny like gag or joke or something.
What's great was, like, they say the Simpsons predict time. So does Family Guy. There's a gag about 12 years ago, Family Guy, where Stewie's running naked in the mall.
Oh, the, yeah,
and
yeah.
It was like,
Kevin Spacey, yeah.
Oh, it's escaping Kevin Spacey's house.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, how do they come up with, like, you knew there was inner workings in these
well,
jokes.
Well, it's in, because things.
Hollywood and people talk.
Hollywood and people talk, that's it. The insiders are there, and they know. So that's like an in-joke. And to us, it's kind of like,
we don't like, that's weird.
And
then 10
you know?
Years later, we're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, sure, and that's not the. And Family Guy did that for a few other things too.
But the very eerie thing was Trump running for president. And the Simpsons did it like 10 years ago. That's
well, no, well, there's that. There's a first of all, there's a clip of him going down the stairs, like going down the escalator.
And it's.
But that's not. That's edited. That's not real. What's real is that it had been mentioned in previous episodes, particularly the episode. It's another one of those future
episodes.
Yeah,
you're more of a. I love Simpsons, but you're more of a Simpsons historian.
I'm more
than
of
I
a
am.
Simpsons historian because there's no joke seasons 1 through like 14 that you're gonna swing past by me for the most part. Like obviously, like in fact, 2 years ago I made it like a point to watch. I got up to like season 23, so I pretty much watched everything through and through up until season 23. Now it's like season 30.
I have strong Simpsons knowledge, but you blow me out of the water for
well,
sure.
No, you do. I mean, yeah, I'm sure that the
I know the classics.
The classics ones are all that matter. Everything else is smoke after that.
I'm up to. Season like 14 is when I'm like
exactly. Well,
out.
Season 14, right when I got into like I still actively watched that in show in 2002.
Yeah,
2000. I'll tell you when I stopped with The Simpsons.
Mid early 2000s when I left my
because I remember when I left Patrides. I used to go to Patrides School with Sean, and that was the 7th grade. I left in the 8th grade, and I remember we were still watching it Sunday. Like
so around that's 2002.
2001. Yeah, 2001, and then
so
turning
into 9/11 era.
Yeah, exactly. And then I remember like me, you, and Justin Woke, and like
Justin
I'm just
Woke.
Naming names from those kids, and then Jimmy Varady because they were also watching. I remember me and Justin Woke were making the joke about the episode with Homer makes the.
You got a good memory.
Homer he makes like a computer website or whatever, and then they send him to an island. It was like a kind of a weird episode, and then it was like "See you on the island, and then like there was a koala bear that like had like a Mardi Gras mask on. It had a Mardi Gras mask on, and then it like blew gas to knock them out. I don't know if you remember that.
Okay, no,
yeah.
The gas is stuttering about.
And then the koala
the gas
bear
is
makes
ringing
a noise.
Bell, the gas ringing
see
bell.
You on the island, and that was like all right, and that was like the beginning of the end for me and the Simpsons. And in fact, the very end, I'll tell you what it was, the episode where the Treehouse of Horror is always very beginning in these seasons. They're like usually the second
that's
episode.
That's actually the only episodes I watch now.
Yeah, I know. Because that's like a, you know.
Did you see the Lego one that was last year?
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah, I watched that one.
It wasn't great, but it was the imagery was pretty cool.
Steve was raving about it, our friend, from the first episode.
He would.
Retrocade. Yeah. Yeah, so I watched that one. It was all right. But so the episode where I stopped caring actively about The Simpsons was the Treehouse of Horror where Homer multiplies himself like a lot of times. His hammock becomes
I've seen that.
A multiplier. And also that was the episode where Homer becomes a blob and starts eating
shit.
Right,
so I'm curious.
That was the episode where I kind of checked out.
You being a
even
Simpsons
though I watched them,
historian,
I rewatched
like
them
if there was
ago.
A Simpsons museum, you could get a job there.
Yeah, I do know my share.
But,
I've been into it.
So there's a game I had.
This it was Simpsons the, trivia game, right?
No.
No?
So this is like early days of computers. This is like 1990s. Well, early days for me in computers, not computers.
Sure.
96, 97. And it was called Virtual Springfield.
Oh.
So there's a disc, and the disc was iconic.
Oh, God, it's a CD-ROM disc.
It's a CD-ROM. You put it in your computer. God knows the graphics of it. But the disc had the purple donut.
That's cool. It was the disc was a purple donut.
So the whole game, there's no actual game as far as like
or pink donut, whatever it is.
You're not doing anything. Like you're not doing quests or levels or fighting people.
What were you doing?
It's basically it was a Springfield simulator.
Oh, so you just got to roam around Springfield.
You just walk
you
around
can go
Springfield
to the Quickie Mart.
You talk to people. They had the original voice actors, and for the time being, 96, 97, put it on the interweb, Virtual Springfield.
Oh, I'll check it out. I'll put it on the Facebook page.
So I remember getting the game, and it was like awesome as shit ever. And it wasn't even a fucking game. It was like a Simpsons simulator.
It's a simulator. But that's cool, especially then at the kids. Oh, I could
move
around
Springfield.
If you
play this game now, it would be fucking awesome.
Just for the
vintage 90s feel to it.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, there was
so many.
Still
had the Phil Hartman voices at that time.
Oh, wow, that's going back a ways. Because
he's
gone since
97. Let me tell you, Phil Hartman, the biggest losses in Simpsons history.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Yeah. Dude. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
You haven't seen Troy McClure? Lionel Hutz?
Oh, yeah.
Those are iconic motherfuckers.
And that goes to show you that, like,
don't marry a crazy bitch that will kill you.
Those are some of the best episodes, too. So, like, you know, that added
to
the
downfall.
Those are
his two biggest, in my opinion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's also, like, in the Australia episode, he's the guy from Australia.
Well, he played Man of Many Voices.
Many. Yeah, exactly. But Troy McClure and Lionel Hutz are the two best. I might be more of a fan of Lionel Hutz.
Tronco, you might remember me from Godzilla has diarrhea.
I'm Troy McClure. Yeah, no, he's good too. Dr. Zaius, like that's gold. That's gold. Classic Simpsons gold, you know. But see, Simpsons is actually still more popular in Australia because it's been syndicated more recently. So I'm in all these Facebook pages for Simpsons that are all Australia based because, like, the kids out there, and by kids I mean like 20-year-olds, they're all like. Simpsons was like their teens and childhood. To us, it's like such a foregone thing.
Simpsons to me is like, my earliest memory of Simpsons, my mom's like, this is inappropriate.
Yeah, I had that.
When I was like a little boy, I kind of acted like Bart Simpson. I got in trouble a lot and I was a dick.
Same.
So my mom's like, oh, that gives him like bad ideas. Yeah. My dad's like, yo.
I was the opposite. See, my mom was like, oh, I like the Simpsons. And like, so like very early on, I had like a Bart Simpson doll. I'm talking season two, you know, like 1990. Well, you know, so I'm like a little baby in Simpsons.
I had
around
the pull string.
Oh, yeah. I think it was just a doll, yeah. But you had a pull string doll?
No.
Don't have a cow, man.
The Bart Simpson doll had a pull string.
Oh, did it? Maybe mine did. I don't remember. So I'm talking
plastic,
30
I know
years
the
ago.
Doll that exists. It's a plastic head, plastic arms.
Yeah, but the body is plush.
Body's plush and has a pull string.
Yeah, I had that one, though.
Cowabunga.
Yeah. Don't have a cow, man.
Don't have a cow, man.
Yeah.
Eat my shorts.
Yeah, exactly. So I had that doll or a doll very similar to that. And so Simpsons was very much like in my face from the very get-go. And then I started, you know, actively going on my own when I'm like 5, 6 years old. Like, you know, I'm talking about like kindergarten on. And then my dad.
Then you encounter the Simpsons arcade game and you blow your shit.
I'll tell you, when I was in Disney in 97, I beat that game. It took me, you know, like that was the first time I ever beat.
So bizarre. So.
So and we could still actively play that game at
so
Barcade.
Bizarre you said that.
Yeah.
I was not in Disney, but in Orlando.
You were in Orlando.
I have a lot of family in, like, Miami area. But I went to a family resort place.
Sure.
97. Same year.
Yeah.
9 years old. And they had this, like, really cool arcade at the hotel. And I remember playing Simpsons.
Well, that was a big thing back then, too. Yeah. Not to say
my
that they
dad gave
it
me
now.
$10, and I put $10 in quarters, and I sat there and beat Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh, did you? Really?
And
that's
then day two, my cousin came to visit. Me and him beat X-Men.
Oh, really? The X-Men
two
one?
Two quintessential,
those are quintessential
arcade brawlers. Yeah, Ninja Turtles in there. That's the trifecta.
So what I did, instead of beating X-Men, I remember also after beating the game, I was like on a roll. And I don't know, you know, the claw machines. So I don't know if the claw machine was broken because I fucking got like fucking 12 dolls from this claw machine.
It was definitely broken. You
it had to be, right? I remember just picking up everything. And then, but also that was the time that it was actually at the Port Orleans Resort at Disney. That was the where the arcade was, and that's where I
so
made
there's
the
a big.
But that was a great game. I love that Simpsons
speaking
game.
Speaking of claw machines, it's big, still available. There's a huge meme going around, or not a meme, but internet pic showing viral. That I forgot where it was, but it's a shithole city. That they claw machine somehow like a little cat snuck in.
No, oh, I think I did see that.
And there's a claw machine. Yeah. And people are like, oh, let's get the cat. And the cat's like miserable and depressed.
Yeah, like fucking distressing him. Yeah, it's probably hell for him. Yeah.
This is came out this week. So you just type in claw machine cat.
Check out the claw machine cat.
You want to see a cat that
Somebody had to put that cat in there, right?
I think someone did a joke. Like some guy's like, I quit and threw a cat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, oh, you're paying me minimum wage. This job sucks. I'm kind of puke from the arcade.
I'll take a gander at that. I'm sure that
this is racist. This is this week.
The SJWs will ban it.
SJWs.
Social justice warriors. Ever hear of them? They're all over the internet.
Are they called lesbians?
Oh, man. They're going to shut us down. Retrocade is now banned. It's now a subsidiary of the Disney Corporation. But I guess we kind of trailed off, but the whole reason we started talking about those 90s shows was because, yeah, they might bring back not Family Guy, but King of the Hill. And Pamela Adlin, who was working on Louie, you know, the show Louie or whatever, who was the voice of Bobby, she said she'd love to do it.
She's like kind of a tribe of dark haired girl that plays like Louie's love interest.
Yeah. That's
she did Bobby's voice.
That's Bobby's voice, yeah.
No, Bobby.
You didn't know that?
Not a chance.
Pamela Adlin, that's Bobby, yeah.
That's an awesome fact.
You didn't know?
I learned in probably most of our lives. All
right, well, that's true, yeah. She said she'd love to go back. Adlin, the dark haired one, she's tiny and like kind of cute.
Bobby's voice.
Yeah, she's the voice of Bobby. Going all the way back.
Fucking way.
Bobby Hill. Listen to her voice. It sounds just like her.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
She's got that raspiness to her.
That's mind-boggling.
Bobby Hill.
That's an exciting fact.
She said she'd love to go back and do the show if they come back with it. I'd totally watch it because that was a good show.
Mike Judge. It's up to Mike Judge. Sure, he's got a lot going on.
He's doing stuff now. What else is he doing?
You know, he was boys with the Jackass guys. He did, like, just stupid skits. Like, he would wear drag and stuff.
They bring him in and shit, yeah. Spike Jones, was also, yeah. Oh, he was born in Ecuador. That's interesting.
Mike Judge?
That's what it says. He's Ecuadorian born, but he's American. Whatever.
No, I think he grew up in New Mexico.
Idiocracy. Yeah, I'm sure he is American. He's just born in Ecuador. But Idiocracy, of course. Office Space, of course. I guess he's doing the show Silicon Valley now.
I've seen the show. I like it.
Yeah, he's doing that. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of episodes. I did watch them. He's a Beavis and Butthead, of course. And then Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill came from Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, there is a propane character in.
Yeah, it's almost Hank Hill. It's like
Glasses Texan.
It's a Glasses Texan, only he's got like a bucket hat instead of. He's like an old. It was like Hank Hill in retirement almost.
So, yeah, we went on a huge tangent, but.
Yeah, we went on a big tangent here.
King of the Hill, as a kid, I'm like, what is this hick shit? And then when I got to about the age of like 18, 19, I watched it like high one day. I didn't even smoke pot anymore.
You didn't like it in the 90s?
I did not.
Like when we were in like elementary school? Oh, dude, I totally watched that show.
When I like matured, I just thought it was like this hick shit. And it says opposition.
The jokes were good though. I mean,
I watch it now. I love it.
It's also related to Daria because Mike Judge had a lot to do with Daria. I
never actually seen an episode of Daria.
Oh, I watched that whole show. I watched a few in the 90s, and then maybe 8-10 years ago, I went back and watched the whole thing. That's a good show. That's funny.
Never watched one episode.
See, you got to get them online because the DVDs of that show. Now, that what was cool about that show was MTV. So they put all contemporary music. So if the old episodes had like awesome music, like you had all sorts of 90s bands, you'd have DMX and you'd have Foo Fighters and you'd have like you'd have all that contemporary 90s like rock and
I don't
pop.
Think anyone ever called DMX contemporary.
In the 90s he was, you know, it was the music of the time.
Contemporary in Harlem perhaps.
Whatever the music was when they were playing when they were playing, what's it called? The music videos of MTV at the time. That music was like the background music.
TRL
for the show.
And all that.
Exactly,
shit.
All the TRL kind of shit. So that was cool. So when you go back, but the problem was that when they made the DVDs to that a few years ago, they couldn't get the rights to all that music. So when you buy the DVDs and you listen to it, there's just like this generic like track, and it's like it doesn't feel the same. It's like what the fuck is this? When I watched that show, it was like cool music from the times. You know, it was like the music that people would listen to, and so now it's just generic track. So what you got to do is you got to go steal them off the internet to actually get the original ones where there's the music.
You know what's
and
funny
I have
about
those.
Generic tracks? The theme for Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
generic. They had no money, and
that's where they got that track.
It's not copyrighted.
Right. It's like you get it from like iMovie.
Music.
Yeah,
it's like public source.
Right, but yeah, it's
and then it became iconic. But you could play that.
Yeah,
we could put it on the podcast and not get sued.
Oh no, yeah. There's a few of those iMovie themes are
money
made for that.
on this podcast.
You don't have to set, give royalties.
We,
yeah.
There's no royalties for the Always Sunny theme because when the show first came out, they were on like a paper-thin budget.
Yeah.
And used public source.
That's it.
And that's like the most famous. Now the song's iconic because of the show. The show became a huge hit.
Yep.
And let's talk about that show for a second.
Well, one second. That brings me back. Did you see the compilation of all the Eagles fans going nuts to that theme? Like, there's a compilation of Eagles fans, like, you know, they put grease on the thing.
Correct.
So they're
very ingenious, Philly police. Said yeah. No
they,
one.
Because they know but apparently people are still climbing
they're like,
them.
Like, yo, I got free grease on my cheesesteak.
Randy,
come over here.
Yo, my clothes are ruined. So that what they did was they put, because the fans get wrecked and go on like the telephone poles.
Wait, that priest is wearing a Patriots jersey. Let's
beat the shit out of him. Yeah.
Yo, orphan, you like Tom Brady? Kick him.
Yeah, stomp his face in concrete. So, there's like a compilation of them with the Always Sunny theme doing like mad grimy shit, like throwing bottles at people and jumping up the thing and fucking spit, like just acting like general drunken animals, you know. Mostly just college bros. But it was just funny because they had the Always Sunny theme for Philly.
Try to sugarcoat Philly. It's the city of Philadelphia. Let me tell you something. If they managed to win the Super Bowl this weekend, that city's going to go on fire and get burned down.
If they win or they lose?
Well, they lose. Right. If they win.
Riot.
No. They win, the riot's going to be times 10.
Oh, so you're saying it'll be a bigger riot if they...
100%. If they win that Super Bowl, which is not... I don't see it happening.
Yeah. There's a chance.
People can look back. Actually, let's look up the line right now while we're talking. See, we can look back on this episode and see either how wrong I am or what Philadelphia is.
How right we were.
Ceases to exist.
We
they'll be like, wow. The
city of Philadelphia has now been blown off the map.
30 cops slain. 80 buildings on fire.
Yeah, right.
Let's look at the line. I'm curious, actually. The Pats have to be favored 100%.
Sure, right?
Super Bowl line. The interweb is very, like, you know, 10 years ago, it could be like, oh, what's this? Not in our phones anyway. I'd be like, yo, do the dial up.
Yeah, it made that old. You should pull that up.
Super Bowl lines are right.
Well, what do you got, Sean? You got a lot of dead noise here. What's going on?
I'm checking.
Oh, Sean's taking too long.
Now his site's, Nice butt. Give me a second here. See, when you're on the spot, there's like awkwardness here.
Oh, is that how that goes?
They're like, oh, yo, these guys.
I got the dial-up music going on. I don't know if people could actually hear it in the episode.
I found it, my friends. They got 4.5 points. New England.
Oh, wow, they're ahead 4.5 points?
Yeah.
All right, so that's pretty big, though.
You got any Super Bowl pulls yourself?
I didn't. You're in a couple, right?
I spent altogether $300. So
that's all.
If
you can make a buck if you win on that.
Well, my biggest, I would win $10,000, which would be a nice chunk. Customary.
If everyone pays
customary in pools, though, you tip the host 10%. So it'd be $9,000.
Yeah, they don't invite you back. You gonna pay tax on that, Sean?
Tax free, it's cash.
Tax free.
So IRS listeners turn off after this.
Oh my God! You put it on your Schedule C, Sean. That's self-employment income.
So we'll segue into quick just some previews and stuff. So
yeah,
we just saw Ant-Man.
Yeah, the
preview.
Ant-Man Weasel.
What do you think? What do you think?
It looked good. I like the first Ant-Man. You know, like I'm not very like. See, some people are like very. You know, they have their hearts into these things. So I'm just like watching them as movies that I'm gonna like go and get entertained for an hour and 40 minutes. And like as it stands, the first one was good. This one looks fine. So I'm like relative. You know, I'll watch it. You know, I'm not gonna be overly excited when it comes out. What's it? The summertime? I'll
sooner than that, I believe.
It's gonna be springtime. We just looked at these shits. But yeah, I'll totally. I liked kind of. I'm not. There was a few things in it that looked cool, like when they shrunk the thing, when they shrunk the building.
That was my favorite part.
That was my favorite part, and they like turned it into like a suitcase.
Listen, Michael Douglas, he's cool.
It's July 6th, so it is the summer.
You're right.
And July Ant-Man and the Wasp, but no, it. I think it'll be interesting. I think it's following the comic book. You know, I'm not a fan of the original Ant-Man comic book. I guess the Wasp was that lady, was the girl, and she kind of looks like her, and you know, with the short hair from, you know, she had that same hair in the first movie. So
she's attractive. I could never, I would never recognize her from a line of actresses, but
yeah, she's attractive. What's her name? She's in other stuff. Evangeline Lilly. What else is she in?
Couldn't tell you.
You couldn't tell me? She's in... Oh, she was in The Hobbit. Desolation of Smaug.
She was the elf. Yeah, it makes it right.
And she's the chick from Lost. She's...
I never seen Lost.
I had to rewatch the whole show. Oh, because my girlfriend likes it. But she's the chick from Lost. She's just times... She's only 38 now? How old was she during Lost? I tell you got to be young to be an actor or actress. We're old.
It wouldn't let us in. Aired when we were 10 years old, we were in high school. So
2004 it started, yeah. I didn't watch it when it was on. In fact, I would get confused when people would talk about them.
I don't want to know what the ending is, but I heard it's very disappointing.
Yeah, you know.
It's a huge build-up, and then it's disappointing.
To me, it wasn't just the ending. It was more like the last few seasons of the show. It was like six seasons. Seasons 1 through 3, when they're just doing island stuff, it's good. And then they go off into these tangents where I'm like, I don't really give a fuck about this. Just bring us back to, like, the island. And then you think about it, it's like, well, you bring us back to the island, we've kind of done everything on the island. That's why
they
ran out of shit to do on an island for 3 seasons. So then you think about it, it's like, oh, well, this show's kind of just done then.
I want to mention our
listeners.
Because
they didn't have, like, a good cohesive ending to where it should have went.
I want to mention our listeners, a new show just came out 2 weeks ago on TNT. Which, if you have cable, you know, on TNT Network.
Durr.
Turner's many facets of his billions.
Turner billionaire movies. Didn't he sell that though? Or was that some at TBS or something? Something got sold. Spike. Oh no, Spike's turning into something.
Paramount.
Spike. Is that happened yet?
It's done.
It's done? Okay.
And they're coming out like a Waco show to broadcast on Carnage.
Yay.
Wow, religious fanatics. How interesting.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Anyway, The Alienist.
Oh yeah, The Alienist you were mentioning.
Phenomenal.
It's not to be confused with Aliens.
No aliens. Alienist was a term from the 18th century, 19th century. Essentially, you're almost a psychiatrist for the mentally disturbed. And they thought they were aliens from their body, you know, it's 200-300 years ago.
Oh, well, alienist is an old name for a psychiatrist, right?
Exactly.
Is that all it means? Okay.
So it's phased out.
So, but it has nothing to do with, like,
no extraterrestrials.
Yeah, it's just
So the show essentially takes place in New York City. Okay. Which also is fun.
Old New York City though, right?
So
turn of the century, 1900.
Big character in the show. He's not in the show that much yet. It's Teddy Roosevelt.
Oh, good friend
of mine. Teddy Roosevelt, before he was president, he was a commissioner of the New York City Police Department.
That is true.
Which people don't know. And he's the commissioner of the police department during the show. Good. It's essentially a Jack the Ripper type guy. Slaying, killing, like young boys that are like male prostitutes.
Naturally.
So super dark, very disturbing. Awesome. Check it out.
It's super dark and disturbing.
Check
that's
it out.
I like it.
How Dakota many Fanning, that's new, be that's looking new? Good. Dakota yes. Fanning. Not.
Oh, yeah, you're a big fan of Dakota Fanning.
She's hot.
See, now that the only really show I watch is Shameless, and I'm and that's
I stopped watching Shameless.
Really? No, I like
I
it.
I watched
so.
It till like the last season, and it's got too bizarrely stupid.
I don't feel it to be bizarrely stupid. Like,
yeah,
I still like it.
Trash angle's cool. Yeah. It's funny, but it got to the point where it's like this is Frank should have been dead 35 times.
I know, right?
Similar should have been incarcerated for 15 felonies.
Yeah, and I'm not. Like, I mean, I'm not saying the show doesn't reach.
Yeah,
I mean,
like Fiona. Yeah, Fiona. Russian what, has some big well, tits. You know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like I like those. I'm watching it for the characters. Like I like Lip. I like
gay
Frank.
Gay guy should have been dead 100%.
That's the Joker from Gotham. But I like those characters. Like I like Frank. I like Fiona. I like Lip. I'm watching it for those characters and where their plots are going. And like I said, they're reaching a little because it's supposed to be really poor white trash. And Fiona was able to buy an apartment building like last season.
She
or
bought
the
a
beginning.
Building?
Yeah, she's now
I stopped watching it. It got too stupid for
she's
me.
Like a landlord now, you know, and she deals with landlord shit, you know? Like, and that's where, like,
when I see
the drama ensues.
I see, like, a Lebanese guy that smells like, you know,
you have the
balls.
Rent. You have the rent.
You have the rent.
You have the rent.
And he smells. And,
you better
know,
bring the rent.
He's eating sardines as he's talking to me.
Or falafel. Yeah.
Not some smoke show. Like, there's no landlords that look like Fiona Gallagher.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no. She's supposed
they're
to
like Middle Eastern men that, where's my money?
Where is the rent? You do not have the rent.
Out of a can.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, I've seen better seasons, but it's literally like the only show I watch, other than like political shows, and those get boring too because it's the same old nonsense.
So political shows, you mean like Daily Show or like?
No, I don't watch the Daily Show anymore after Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart was a legend.
I'm saying it was kind of like, not to say that Trevor Noah isn't good. It's just that
he pales in comparison.
That's what I'm saying. So when I watch the Daily Show, I'm like, eh.
I saw his stand-up live, actually. It was okay. Yeah. Not great.
You know, Jon Stewart wasn't even the original. It was Craig Kilborn was the original Daily Show guy. Like, we're going way back to, like, 90s.
Craig Kilborn.
Like, blonde dude.
The name sounds super familiar.
I'm sure you know what he looks like. But, like, that goes way back. Because Jon Stewart did it for, like, 20 years, you know? Yeah. So, do we have any other things to mention or plug?
So, there's one last thing. There's Ninja Turtles listeners out, you know, fans out there.
Sure.
Nickelodeon's rehashing the show, which I'm a fan of. I didn't like the last rendition. It was very kiddish, and it was like 3D, but like a weird animation.
You talking about the last movie that they made that was 3D?
No, the animated TV series.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Nickelodeon bought the rights.
Right.
From the, it's funny, the turtle owners held on for a long time, but they got paid.
Yeah,
not
sure
to Lucas'
fine.
Extent of $4 billion.
No, not to the $4 billion.
It might have been like, actually, if you had the interweb, look it
Let's
up.
See it.
It was a nice exchange. These guys did very, they did very well. It was, I want to say $50-100 million. What do you?
Peter Laird sold franchise to Nickelodeon for $60 million.
$60 million. Ninja Turtles right. got sold. $60 million. Two guys.
I think I would have held out for a little more.
Yeah, but
no,
you know,
it's not Star Wars. What do
you know?
Do?
What the guy's in his late 50s, 60
yeah,
million.
Yeah, like, I want to live in Malibu. I want to live in the Pacific
are
Palisades.
Set.
Yeah, you got to put that money into a trust.
Nickelodeon owns the rights. Their last series they did, I watched maybe 5 episodes. It was too childish for me. This rendition has a little more anime feel to it.
Did you even like the second movie? It actually had.
I see them in theaters for nostalgic value.
I didn't see it in theaters. I watched it on TV, and I was just like, "Eh." They had the brain
thing.
What's
and
the,
Rock's
what's the
Krang.
Krang, yeah, Krang.
Dimension X.
It's just weird because, like, well, they made him look like how he did, and then I'm like, I don't
know
if that
works.
Know
who did his voice? Fred Armistead.
I heard that. Yeah.
Who
yeah.
is
what's
from
his name?
Portlandia?
Yeah, Portlandia. I know.
And he was SNL.
I know who
he's
is, yeah.
brilliant. He's super.
Yeah,
cool.
the Portlandia guy with the dark hair and the glasses.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
He did Krang's voice.
Yeah, yeah. He's been on the block for a while. That guy.
He's fucking.
Been
awesome.
Working. Yeah, he's funny.
You see
he's in like Anchorman and shit. You know.
You know Fred Armistead. You know Fred Armistead. He's hilarious.
Very much a Portland guy. You know, that's why. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I like that show's Portland good hipster. And bad. Like,
I never even watched it.
I've seen this whole like this year's the last season. I think it's like 6 or 7.
Wow.
It's funny. That's one of those few shows I watch on
Isn't
Netflix.
That on the lines of Parks and Rec?
Nah, it's way more satire.
Yeah.
Parks and Rec, he was in Parks and Rec.
That's what I'm saying.
He played
yeah.
a Venezuelan dictator.
Oh, okay.
Venezuelan dictator. To cap it
because
off,
that crew is like all like the same kind of actors.
To cap it off, it's a new anime style. And you know, it looks less childish, which I'm more interested in.
Sure. We also played Magic the Gathering recently, if anybody likes good old Magic the Gathering. We should have mentioned that in the beginning.
We'll clap it off with MTG.
Yeah.
I
put the picture on
I
the,
love the game.
The
so I was disappointed. Baseball. I went to my little comic book store. I bought sleeves and we played. I'm like, oh, you guys still do drafts. People don't want draft is. You buy packs, make a deck.
Right.
Play with
Instead
strangers.
Of making a constructed deck, you make just
yeah,
packs.
Constructed like
a deck
buy
out of
a deck out of 60 cards and
yeah.
you pay $300-$400
yeah,
to construct.
More or more.
If you play all the time, it's all worth it.
Yeah, but if you want to just
if you're
like
a casual player like us, you play once every 2 months.
Right.
You
just
know.
Whip up a deck out of a few packs that you bought. You know.
So he goes, they're actually playing more Dungeons & Dragons now.
No, D&D's coming back.
I'm like D&D, what the fuck is that about?
Stranger Things
has
made
brought a D&D
revitalization.
Resurgence.
Yeah.
And it's funny because D&D was dead to pen 25, 30 years in the early.
I played 80s, it in the. I played it in like 2000, 2001.
Played around the same time. I liked it. It's a lot of effort.
You need,
and
you also need a lot
Magic
of imagination.
Tenfold.
You know?
Magic's way more interesting.
Oh, yeah. Magic's a great game. That's actual real
Magic's
strategy.
Magic's a mixture of D&D and chess, you know?
Yeah,
strategy
exactly. Strategy
chess.
With ogres and shit. And then what else? Oh, we also went to Barcade, the bar.
You know, we're nostalgic arcade. I love the arcade. It reminds
yeah.
me of childhood. It reminds me of the good days.
I put that video up on the YouTube page. You can watch our accolades over there. I guess we did about.
Best game is Donkey Kong, always.
Yeah, and we couldn't beat the high score. You can watch the video. It's like 2 minutes on YouTube. But I guess that's it. We'll be back soon with quite another podcast. That's it, Phil, signing off for Sean. Keep watching the stars.